Sydney's best breakfast.
2GB.
ANZ has become the bank that will not let you withdraw cash in person. In a bizarre but not unexpected move, they've decided to scrap over-the-counter deposits and withdrawals at some of their branches. And they won't tell us how many branches this is happening at, but we were first alerted to this happening at ANZ in Balmain. Then signs popped up in Carlingford. Listeners have tipped us off about the same changes at ANZ in Revesby, St Ives and Manly. From March 18, customers at these branches will only be able to withdraw and deposit using ATMs. Now, we put this to ANZ. They say Aussies are changing how they bank. We've seen a 50% decline in in-branch transactions over the past 4 years. Overwhelmingly, our customers prefer to access cash via our ATM network. Yeah, but the problem is, over the last 5 years, we've seen thousands of ATMs disappear. We've asked ANZ how many branches are no longer accepting over-the-counter withdrawals and deposits. They have failed to give us an answer. Someone who's been very passionate about this is the National Senator, Matt Canavan, and he's on the line. Matt, good morning to you.
Morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Good. So it's a bank, but it doesn't want us dealing with customer service people over the counter to withdraw and deposit cash. Try and figure that out.
Yeah, well, I don't think these banks are living up to their side of the deal. I mean, when you deposit your money in a bank, it's an on-call account. Almost everyone has that. You know, you can get a term deposit, but this is not what most people have. They have a transaction account, and you give the bank the money, and the idea is that you can withdraw whenever you like. But they seem to be here restricting your ability to do that. Now, they make money the longer you keep your money with them. You got to wonder whether this is actually just a commercial decision to make more money off us. It's disgraceful. I won't tell you how much is this happening. We're going to have to demand that from the Senate. I'll come back to that. The other issue here is that, you know, when you transfer money in between banks, It still takes 24 hours off and it still takes a business day for that money to clear into someone else's bank. How is that possible with all the technology we have now? Well, in that interim period, when you transfer to someone in a different bank, they're making money off that. They're making the interest off that. And they make a lot of money off that. They promised us 10 years ago that they'd introduce same-day transactions, same-day money transfers. So they've got all this technology. They reckon they have to make this change to technology. But I can't transfer money to a plumber that come and does work for me straight away. How is this possible?
What's interesting here about these changes at Revesby, Manly, St Ives, Balmain and Carlingford, and we don't know where else it's happening because they won't say, they're not closing the branch down altogether. They're saying, no, the branch is still open, but you can't come and use our staff to withdraw or deposit cash. If you want to talk about a home loan, we'll talk to you about that, but we're not going to be doing in-person, face-to-face deposits and withdrawals. So it's almost a way of shutting down a branch by stealth.
Yeah, that's right. And as I say, it clearly makes more money for them. So we have a Senate inquiry right now, branch closures, and this is, I think, a related topic. I think we might be looking into this a little bit, this inquiry. Our inquiry is focused on the branch closures in country areas and rural areas, but we have been mindful that this is happening in the cities as well. And we're looking at possible hearing somewhere in a city where I think we need to take this up and get the real answers. The Senate can demand these answers about how many branches are shutting and about how many of these branches aren't taking cash deposits. So we'll take that up for you. If they won't tell you, I'll have to come to the Parliament.
Good man. And Bob Catter, your parliamentary colleague, he tried to pay with cash in Parliament House last week in the cafeteria and they said, no, sorry, card only.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, what's the words of legal tender? Don't seem to mean anything anymore, do they? I mean, what's the worth of the dollar if you can't use it to buy things? Look, I understand in some circumstances cash might not be possible for a small business or some such, but it's pretty strange it won't happen at Parliament House.
Your colleague Barnaby Joyce had a meeting with the Nationals leader David Littleproud last night after this video surfaced of Barnaby drunk as a skunk on a footpath in Canberra. I've got a message from David Littleproud this morning. I asked how the meeting went. He said, yeah, good, he'll be fine. So it looks like Barnaby's sticking around.
Yeah, look, I see no reason why not, mate. It's a little bit embarrassing for him, obviously, but no one was hurt. He wasn't hurting anybody. It's a shame no one helps people these days when you're walking down the street. But, he's a genuine Aussie, mate. It's what you see is what you get with Barnaby, and I think people like that.
What do you say to Anne Webster, the Nationals frontbencher, who says the incident will drag down National Party support among women?
Yeah, I just don't like kicking people when they're down. I mean, obviously, it's not his finest moment. You say it's a little bit embarrassing, but hey, you know, he's a decent guy, Barnaby. I've seen him help so many other people that, you know, just doesn't seek publicity. I know how much he cares about people, and you know, I've got no reason here, as I say, because no one was hurt, to jump on someone about this. Last week he had a huge week. He organised a rally for farmers that kicked off Parliament against all that renewable energy going on people's property. He's been working like a dog on that for over a year. You know, that's the sort of work he does, and I think people want that in their parliament.
He needs a wingman next time he goes out, someone who can say, Barnaby, it's time to go home. So I'm going to appoint you,
man,
okay?
I don't tend to go out. I'm a bookworm, so I stay back reading.
We appreciate you jumping on the line.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Matt Canavan, the National Senator. And for the record, ANZ Bank has closed 287 branches in the last 6 years.
Take a second to leave a review and a rating. Now it's back to Ben Fordham.